The Oneida County Health Department has got its COVID-19 vaccination system down. People make an appointment, they drive up to Grace Foursquare Church, get handed a buzzer like you would at a restaurant while you're waiting for your table. When it's your turn, the buzzer goes off, you go inside, and several tables are set up inside with people ready to give you your shot. After your shot, you wait 15 minutes in a chair that's 6 feet from any others, and you're on your way. This process has allowed the health department to vaccinate about 55 people an hour.
Last weekend, we did just over 500 on both days, and we're expecting to do the same today.
County Health Director Linda Conlon says it hasn't been without its hiccups. The most limiting factor is the amount of vaccine the health department gets, which is out of their control. And there's been some struggles when it comes to the online scheduling.
It's been a little bit bumpy. Some people don't have the internet, or some people aren't comfortable using the internet.
Overall, Conlon's proud of the system and all the people working to make it run smoothly.
We're in this for the long run. It's going to be months of vaccinating.
The County Emergency Management Department helps direct people and keep lines moving. Health department workers and volunteers get people signed in and on their way. And people from all different places are helping administer the shots. Some are volunteer nurses and EMTs that are doing this in their free time. Jill Blake is a limited-term employee with the health department.
Well, I'm just excited to bring it to Oneida County, because we've been waiting a long time and all of us have been shut in for so long that I'm happy to be able to start to get our community moving again.
Everyone I spoke with was amazed by the high-pace efficiency of the clinics.
It's busy, but it's so well organized, and people are thankful that we have it here for them.
Sue Stein is one of those people. She got her first dose Friday. Stein said she was slightly hesitant to get the vaccine, but ultimately her nurse made it easy, and she knows it will help the community.
We had Christine, and she did great. Yeah. Didn't feel a thing. Whatever we can do not to get this terrible thing, we'll do.
Between these clinics and other healthcare providers doing vaccinations, more than 6,500 doses have been administered in Oneida County. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.